إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، فقال الله جل جلاله في كتابه: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. Week in and week out we have these verses that are recited to us. But how many of us are actually taking in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is informing us about? How many of us are actually obeying the command that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن نَّفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding us. Ahyana he says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. A direct speech to myself, a direct speech to you, a direct speech to anyone who fears and believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And ahyana he says, Ya ayyuhal nas. Commanding the entire of his creation, the entire of mankind, to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one that created you. To fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to not speak that except which is true. To fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and let every individual look towards the actions that he's putting forward for tomorrow. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Certainly, inna Allah khabirun bima ta'amaloon. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all aware and all knowing of that which you do. So fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something that is essential to be a Muslim. Something that is necessary as part of your iman. As mentioned in the verses, and as we will see to mention, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala often uses the imperative commanding verb form to say, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions Surah Ali Imran 175. إِنَّمَا ذَلِكُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ يُخَوِّفُ أَوْلِيَاءَهُ فَلَا تَخَافُوهُمْ وَخَافُونِي إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that it's only the shaytan that is suggesting to you to fear him. And to fear his party and to fear his friends. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is prohibiting this. فَلَا تَخَافُوهُمْ. Do not fear them. But rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding you to fear him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 150. فَلَا تَخْشَوْهُمْ. So do not fear the people. Who should we then fear? وَخَافُونِي. But fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And subhanAllah, you see the people. Some of the people, they criticize and want to talk about the aqidah of the people of Palestine. Have they not heard from the ayat in Surah Ali Imran, where Allah says, أَلَّذِينَ قَالَ لَهُمُ النَّاسِ إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدَ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ فَخْشَوْهُمْ. Have you not seen when they come to the people and they say to them, all of your enemies have gathered against you. So fear them, the greatest superpowers in the world and what have you. So fear them. Have they not seen how the people reacted to this? فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا. Rather, it only increased them in faith. Rather, it only increased them in taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, it only increased them in ikhlas and sincerity. Rather, it only increased them in their desire for martyrdom. Allahu Akbar. وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. But rather, they said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for us. How many times have you heard them utter these statements, our brothers and sisters in Philistine? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient. Allah is enough for us. And Allah is the best of disposal of affairs. This is Tawheed manifesting before our eyes. Hasbunallah wa ni'ma al-wakeel. May Allah ease their suffering. Ameen. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ غَفُورٌ. Again, amazing. Surah Fatir, the 35th chapter of the Quran. Verse number 20, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a verse that should make everyone want to become a student of knowledge, an imam and a scholar. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, it is only the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who have knowledge of Him. Only these individuals who have this khashya, this fear for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it correlates directly. The individual who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ultimately will become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the individual who is closer will have more fear. And the person who has fear, he will distance himself from sins and fawahish. And it will be from the utmost preventers from him doing anything that is wrong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions a story in the Quran. He mentions Surah Al-Ma'idah, the 27th chapter, the 27th verse rather. وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ ابْنَيْ آدَمَ بِالْحَقِّ إِذْ قَرَّبَا قُرْبَانًا فَتُقُبِّلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمَا وَلَمْ يُتَقَبَّلْ مِنَ الْآخَرِ قَالَ لَأَقْتُلَنَّكَ قَالَ إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and narrate to them the story of the two sons of Adam who both put forward an offering, a sacrifice for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was accepted from one of them, and it was not accepted from the other. And the latter said to the first one, surely I will kill you. Then he replies to him and says, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ that indeed, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only accepts actions from the muttaqeen. Then he says, لَإِن بَسَطَّ إِلَيَّ يَدَكَ لِتَقْتُلَنِي مَا أَنَا بِبَاسِطٍ يَدِيَ إِلَيْكَ لِأَقْتُلَكَ. He said, if you raise your hand to strike me and to fight me and to kill me, I will not raise my hand back to fight you and to strike you and to kill you. لِمَاذَا إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهِ. Why? What prevents him from performing this action? He says, indeed, I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rather, the higher the level of fear is, another thing that will come out of this is the individual will increase in khair, and not just in its quantity, but also in its quality. We find in Surah Al-Insan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ. The only reason we're performing these righteous actions, the only reason we're being charitable, the reason why we are feeding you this food, لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً. We do not want any reward from you. وَلَا شُكُورًا. Nor do we want you to thank us. إِنَّا نَخَافُ مِنْ رَبِّنَا يَوْمًا عَبُوسًا قَمْطَرِيرًا. Again, mentioning that they fear the day of judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us of this in Quran, Surah Al-Baqarah. There's an entire page where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about interest and riba and the prohibition of it and what will happen to those who fall into it. Then after that, you find an entire page, one of the longest verses in the Quran, or rather maybe even the longest verse in the Quran, an entire page where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about the debts and the writing of the witnesses between them. All of this mentioning the dunya, mentioning wealth, transactions. In between these two pages, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Fear the day that you will all return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're all here now. Most of us have come from work. We're going to go back to work. What's occupying? What are we thinking about? Oh, is that deal going to go through? Is this transaction going? What's my boss going to say? What's my next job? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows how insan is, knows how man is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions Surah Al-Takathur. Al-haakum al-takathur. What has become, what has caused your destruction? What has occupied you? What has busied you? Is this gathering of wealth that we're so passionate about? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows this. That's why between these two pages, he says, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Fear the day. Have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The day that you will stand before him. ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَّكَ. Then you have to put forward all of your deeds. Then you will be held to account. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question me and ask me about all of my sins. What do we have to say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then? ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَّا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. And Allah is just, and Allah will not oppress any of us. So fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is from the biggest reasons for al-amn fil akhirah. Security, if you want security in the akhirah, then fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fearing Allah is also from the roots of all good. Fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a seed that needs to be planted in our hearts. The heart of every Muslim, he needs to train himself. Plant this seed, nurture this seed, protect it. How does an individual do this? He learns about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He learns about the punishment of Yawmul Qiyamah. He learns about the punishment of the grave, all of the wicked torments that the individuals will go through. He learns about the criminals. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions for us verses and stories of those that came before us that were arrogant, that didn't have this fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how Allah destroyed them, wiped them off the face of the earth. Verses and signs for us, the people of understanding, to take heed from. Then when the seed becomes to grow, the branches will become the limbs of the individual. Then the individual, everything that he does will be good, and he will stay away from everything which is evil. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن وهو بكل شيء عليم وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول الحق وهو يهدي السبيل أما بعد فيا أيها المسلمون اسمعوا إلى أحوال الخائفين وتشابهوا إن لم تكونوا منهم إن التشابه بالكرم فلح. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or rather, what I'll try to do is outline some of the a few characteristics that those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have. And wallahi, thumma wallahi, thumma wallahi, every single thing you hear come out of my mouth initially is an advice for myself first and foremost. Is an advice for myself first and foremost. Allah says in the Quran, أَتَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبِرِّ وَتَنْسَوْنَ أَنفُسَكُمْ. That you have the audacity to preach and to tell the people to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you forget yourselves. So may Allah make us all from amongst the people who are able to act upon their advice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those that fear Allah, as we mentioned, can only be the individuals who know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. And how can you know about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except for sitting at the feet of the scholars? Or sitting with the individuals who have sat at the feet of the scholars and to take authentic and correct knowledge from them. How can those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from their signs is those individuals who stay away from sins because they fear the wrath and the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala often. They remember him at the time of death. And they also remember him, and this is important, at the moment they are going to sin. Don't they know? Don't they remember that there's kiramul katibin on either side that are writing down every statement and every action of theirs? مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. That there's individuals that are writing and recording all of these statements. Those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those who قُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَتْ. their hearts tremble and are affected by the Quran. إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون. Again, verses where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning, when the Quran is recited on individuals, it affects them. When this deen, when you are given a reminder, it should make you ponder, you should go away, you should actually try to take heed of what's being mentioned to you. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned a hadith reported in At-Tabarani. The Prophet said, if a slave's skin, the servant of Allah, if his skin begins to chill out of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then his sins will be removed and erased the same way the leaves are removed from the trees. Allahumma nas'alullahu an yaj'ala أسأل الله جل جلاله على أن يقوي إيماننا وأن يرفع درجاتنا. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معاصيك، ومن طاعتك ما تبلغ به جنتك، ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا، اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا، اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا، اللهم زدنا إيمانا وتقاه، اللهم زدنا خشيتك، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أذل الشرك والمشركين، ودمر أعداءك وأعداء الدين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين المجاهدين في كل مكان، اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين المستضعفين في كل مكان. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. أقول صلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، وبعد، قوموا للصلاة.